Kids in Kenya sacrifice for famine victims. Romania's window for outreach may be slamming shut. And believers counter a message of hopelessness in Ukraine. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, celebrating 20 years of ministry, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's called Kenyans for Kenya, a nationwide effort to help the plight of Kenya's famine victims in the north. More than 12 million people are affected in Kenya, Uganda, Djibouti, Somalia, and Ethiopia. Kids Alive International works in the region. Their sponsorship coordinator, Jane Mugure, says 3.5 million Kenyans are facing tragedy. She says their sponsored kids even helped.
Just pray for the situation. Give the money we would have spent for lunch towards this initiative for Kenya.
By skipping lunch, they gave the equivalent of $32. The demand for food is putting pressure on their work.
People don't have enough food, so they come into our clinic for medical checkups because of lack of food. We have more in terms of the feeding programs that we have. More of our community members, Families Together program, coming into our residential care just to ask for food.
Mugure says they need funding for food, but also Bibles. Next, religious laws have been brought into play in Moldova since 2004, and it appears the ideology is finally crossing the borders into Romania. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says their partners have told them that in the southern part of the country,
the Orthodox Church has been hiring thugs who attack pastors. And then also we've heard that there's legislation in front of the Romanian government right now to close down any church that's under 300 members.
For now, the window remains open in Romania, and Vision Beyond Borders will work as quickly as possible to build up the body.
We need to really encourage the Romanian Christians to be strong in the face of opposition, but also do all we can to get the gospel in and reach these people that are really deceived by Orthodox.
Klein says if Moldova is the pattern, the future for believers in Romania will be difficult.
Pray that God will bring down these unjust laws, but that he'll also strengthen the church and that the church will be ready for opposition.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 500,000 female minors are working as prostitutes across India. In West Bengal alone, 2,500 teen girls were trafficked in 1 year. To prevent this problem from ever happening to a girl, the Evangelical Free Church recently created a program to train girls in trade skills. The five first trainees make their own living now and have come to know the Lord. But now sponsors are needed to keep the program running. Transform a life for $60 a month for 6 months at our website. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, the scriptures were presented for the first time to an isolated people group in Kyrgyzstan. Well, this week, an Audio Scripture Ministries team is going back. Tom Dudenhofer says,
this is just sort of a follow-up and a challenge to see how God's going to be working.
They'll also be providing more audio scripture players and some basic medical supplies, interestingly, with the government support. Despite the nation's jaded past regarding religious freedoms,
the changes that have taken place in Kyrgyzstan at the political level have also seemed to have opened the doors as far as the reports that we're getting back from the team over there.
The team's even been given access to unofficial border crossing roads. Pray for even more relationships to be built to further spread the gospel.
I don't think this is going to be the last chapter at all. Probably just chapter two in the story of trying to minister to this very isolated, lonely group.
And under communism, Donetsk was a crown jewel in Ukraine. However, today, high unemployment and rampant substance abuse have resulted in fractured families. Russian Ministry's School Without Walls program answers this with the hope of Christ. The program equips and trains upcoming church leaders in evangelism and discipleship. Right now, their team's trying to open a second rehab center in the region. Ask God to meet their needs. There's more on the story on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If you've never been there before and your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India or Nepal to distribute blankets to the needy during the winter months. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.